This is the Don and Mike Show.
This was from the Today Show again today. One of those times when they say, and now here's your local forecast. And Channel 4 here in Washington, D.C., once again, just leaves the camera and the microphone wide open on Al Roker. Here he is.
That's what's going on around the country. Here's what's happening in your neck of the woods. That's right. Zippity-doo-dah. Right.
I know all the history of that girl with the sun.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
Mars.
If you're in Washington, 50s in the suburbs and in the rural areas, it's down to near 50.
They just turned it on.
And Channel 4.
Asleep at the wheel.
Wow. Turn it on halfway through.
A little overnight shower activity that passed off to the east. For today, we'll have afternoon highs in the 60s. It'll be windy.
Steel gray skies.
Weather. Of course, it's Friday, and that means only one thing.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Oh, no, it's bad. It's real bad.
He's insane! He's an insane man!
Are they strong? Listen, bud. They've got radioactive blood. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
A great Van Halen. Makes me think of my son, who's coming home tonight for the weekend. One of our best ever father-son moments was when we went to see Van Halen.
Oh, that's right.
Around the time that I get all their albums mixed up, the Fair Carnal Knowledge album and OU812. I get those two albums mixed up. But it was one of these tunes. I mean, we were standing backstage, and they came back. This was, 10 years ago?
Yeah, about 10 years ago.
Anyway, they were very full of themselves. Oh. And they were sending all of the radio people away, and Bart, 10 years ago, it would have been about 11,
right.
About that. Maybe a little longer.
Maybe a little older, huh?
Yeah. I mean, like, maybe it was 8 or 9.
Mm-hmm.
And as we were being whisked away from the corner where all the radio people were hanging out, Eddie Van Halen walked by and said, "Hey, little dude, do you know our songs?" And I looked at him and I said, "Tell him." And he said, "Yeah, the top of the world," or whatever.
Right.
And we got to stand there. Uh-huh. Bart and I got to stand there and watch Van Halen
because
play.
He waved off the handlers that were whisking people away.
How cool. How
very cool. And Eddie was doing pretty well back then, right?
Yeah, back then.
That was right before, maybe, you know.
Still love Van Halen, though.
Oh, they're great. And I think Eddie's got it together again. I mean, it looks like it. Eddie looks better than I've seen him in years.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. What's up?
Yes.
Hello.
Yes.
Don and Mike Show.
George Gobel.
Hey, guys. Happy Friday to you.
Shut up, Rob. Hi.
Hey, I'd love to go see that movie with Ava Mendez tonight, but I have a date with Josh Beckett and the Boston Red Sox. What about you, Mike?
Well, of course. Of course. I'm whisking home, and I'm going, Carla's having some of her lady friends over, so I'm going to be as polite as I can for about 5 seconds, and they go, "Hey, how are you? Hey, good to see you. Well, that's great. How you doing? Oh, no, really, no wine, no thank you. Good night." And then I'm just going to go up to the BR and watch the game till the bitter end. I'll be driving very fast home, though. Because
I just figured out bedroom. Okay.
Yes, the BR. Uh-huh. The big room.
What are your thoughts, Mike? What do you think?
Oh, no, don't go there, please. It is very scary. No, even though I'm trying not to make this out to be Red Sox Yankees because it's Red Sox, it's still getting kind of wiggy for me. I'm very excited, but I don't want to make any predictions at all.
Cleveland in 6.
You bastard.
Is that who they're playing?
Yes. Oh, stop.
Come on, don't follow baseball, Mike.
Who's that man? Who's that bearded man that always looks so scruffy? It's the American League Championship Series. Come on.
I know what it is.
Come on.
Put it in the vice.
That's why I'm wearing my special clothes, too. We're both wearing the clothes of our favorite team. But I defer to you because look at the backdrop of the Red Sox. It's a green one.
Is that like a
It's not Packer green.
Is that like a St. Patrick's Day thing that the Red Sox have?
They do a lot of that up in Boston. I mean, it's green. It doesn't have the shamrock on it like a lot of the things do. But, it's going to be cold up there tonight.
Though. So I imagined Bart's coming home for whatever this fall break is that he has for a couple of days. So we're looking forward to that. Something I'm going to be discussing with him I want your opinion on.
Okay.
First, I need to know something. Well, there's no way to find out without getting your opinion. First off, would you think less of me if I was to show an interest in a Vespa scooter? And secondly, do you need
Would this be for the beach?
Do you need a motorcycle license to ride one?
The answer to that question is I don't know. I don't know what the rule is, but...
I'll tell you why.
Well, if you get it, make sure that what I'm going to buy you is some red suspenders and a bright white helmet. A bright white full helmet that you can have.
Mike?
Is this for the beach?
Yeah. Now, as you know, I am afraid of motorcycles. I love motorcycles.
Uh-huh.
I'm afraid of them, and I am not coordinated enough to have one.
It's the same thing. Vespa scooter is a fast scooter. It's a scooter that goes 70 miles an hour.
That's what I'm
75 miles an hour.
That's what I'm looking for.
Yeah, it's the same damn thing.
Yeah, except it's
I mean, you're still going to have to make turns with it.
Maybe not Vespa. Maybe not that brand name of scooter.
Right.
But what I'm thinking is, rather than just go all the way and get a motorcycle, which I know I can handle,
right.
I might take the boy out this weekend, look at these things, and I've got to tell you.
I think I've seen them, and I think that they are certainly easier to operate than a regular motorcycle.
Now, I know it's not a motorcycle, and I know I'm throwing myself right into the Craig Wilson Club here. You know?
Hi, I'm Craig Wilson.
Think about buying a little Vespa scooter.
It's just so good to drive around the beach in your Vespa scooter, made in Italy.
He's very nice.
That's me. I give it a bigger thumb paw up. My name is Otis. I say that's a good job for you.
Well, here's the thing.
I think it's easier to ride than a motor. Obviously, it's easier than a motorcycle.
I've thought about it. I've discussed it with Janet, discussed it with Bart. Mm-hmm. And when I was watching An American Chopper today, I saw, and this is what cemented it for me. I was thinking about it, and I saw that guy, the mechanic on that show, Vince.
Yeah.
Right. He has a scooter, and he's got his all souped up.
Well, no, the thing is you can go fast, but you won't go fast with them. I mean, you can hurt yourself on a scooter just like you can a motorcycle.
Sure.
A motorcycle is it's a little trickier to ride it.
Honda or Kawasaki makes them with two rear wheels. So they're not as
thin. No. I don't want no good.
You don't want that?
That's like special. It's like special.
They make some, and they have crutches. They have a special crutch holder with the two wheels and a special hockey helmet that goes with it.
I am not
and a license plate that says retard on it.
I'm not trying to sell them on a hover rack.
He's mentally retarded.
But if you do get one, make sure you get it from Mobile.
Hey, here's the deal, and this intrigues me. What you just said, is this a stepping stone to a motorcycle?
Maybe.
Then go for it.
Maybe.
But you might need to get a license for it.
That's what I wanted to know.
And I think you might have to take, but I'm not sure. I've never.
No, you know me. If that's the case, forget this idea.
Why don't you do the same thing I did? You would love it. You would enjoy it.
The course.
I use stuff they told me on that course, that motorcycle riding course. You know our friend John, the motorcycle police officer?
Sure.
He has. They have a company now that does it, and I'm sure they'd help you out too, and that would be maximum convenience for you.
Can I just take a scooter class?
I'll give them a plug. Motorcycle Riding Concepts. That's the name of the business. They're great people, and they're fantastic.
Go ahead, Mike. Hello.
May I throw some gasoline on this?
Yeah.
In the state of Virginia, it says at the DMV website, although you do not need a driver's license to operate a moped, you may not operate one if you've been declared an habitual offender. But what they're saying is you don't even need a driver's license to drive a moped.
Don't call it a moped.
It's not a moped.
It's a scooter. It's a Vespa scooter.
According to the state of Virginia, a scooter is a moped and is legally classified as such.
But that's the answer you wanted.
Wow, that's
that means That means it'll be in your garage this weekend.
That's teats.
Are you going to get two of them? One for your boy and one for you?
Why would I get one for my boy?
I thought you were going out with him to look at him.
Right, so that he can help me pick out one for me.
Oh, okay, so it's just going to be you.
Yes, Janet is going to her
so
mom's.
So will he, for example? This is just a question.
Janet's just going out of town for a day, and tomorrow might be the day that I take Bart out and just make the plunge.
Will he take you to the scooter store, and he will drive you, and then you will ride the scooter back home?
Not unless there's a scooter store like four blocks from my house.
Now, do you have to? That's the Virginia rules.
Right.
But you'll be primarily driving it in Maryland.
So. You know, you think too much about things. Why don't you just.
I'm just trying to keep you out of the jail.
What makes a Nazi?
I love you, buddy.
How does he get that way?
And can you get a sidecar?
He's starting to get into his Friday mode.
Step back.
The little green bottles are starting to get him in a good mood.
He got his George Gobel thing in, and you didn't even catch the one. He was dying. He threw it in there a moment ago. Whatever you get, make sure you get it in Mobile.
Right.
Oh, I heard that.
The scooter from Mobile.
Oh, God.
Right?
See ya.
Oh, you're way too. You know what? You are too giddy today.
Hello, Donna Mike. You know why? It's his anniversary. That's why.
Yeah, he's a right to be giddy. Why not?
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
I'm in love.
Donna Mike, how are you?
Hi there. Hi there. What's up?
I think I can answer your question. Riding a scooter is a lot like doing a fat chick. It's really fun until your friends see you.
All right.
That is
good.
I'll
take that.
Hey, but you know, you're saying it's a stepping stone to a motorcycle, and if you're, how cool would it be, though? I think anything like that, it'd be fun.
Hello, Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Hey there.
Hey.
Hey, I've done some research on this recently because I'm hot to buy one.
Yeah.
Anything under 50 cc's, you don't have to get a tag. You don't have to have a license.
Right.
10 cc's is what I like.
Hey. 50.
And yeah. You're safe.
But if it's under 50 cc's, you don't have to have your testicles measured.
But I found one that has the bigger wheels, you know, so you don't look like a goofball and with the little small wheels.
No, I would definitely want to, you know, as dumb as it sounds, I would want to trick it out, not to the point where it becomes like...
I agree with this guy with the wheels. You'd want to get the bigger wheels.
Bigger wheels.
I found
wheels.
One with big wheels. It's called a Kymco, K-Y-M-C-O, people.
50. How fast do they go?
They go about 40 miles an hour, which is really all you need.
And oh, Mike, hey, F you, Mike. F you. Mike's over there laughing at me. F you.
But you can alter them.
I thought they go 75 miles an hour.
Well, they're governed. You can take it off.
That's like how.
But you want to take something that you're going to ride on the street, correct?
Yes, sir.
So you need something that's got to go 60, 70 miles an hour.
Street
Vespas.
Legal.
Vespas go fast, right?
Go fast, right?
Don't they? Right,
Mike. I don't know. I mean, that's why I asked you.
Hello? I think that it'll be fun. No matter what it is, it'll be fun.
Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Hey guys.
Hey.
Hey, Don. There's a reason why the Vespa dealership is in Rehoboth.
All right, I know it's Rehomo or whatever you call it, but
are they fast though? Are the Vespas fast?
Yeah, there's a guy in Ocean City just bought one, a friend of mine, and he hits about 35, 40. He's a big guy too.
Uh-huh. Yeah, all right. Everybody wants to bust my balls about.
Well, no, he said 35. I'm curious if that. I thought I've seen scooters go faster. I've seen scooters down in Florida, like out on the highway.
Seriously, to start with, going 40 miles an hour would be fine for me. I'm scared as S when I get on a motorcycle.
Well, that's, you know what? You're smart. You're smart, and I am too. I'm still scared when I get on my motorcycle. I still respect it, and that's what you have to do. If you go on there and you go crazy, you're gonna run into a pole or something like that, and that's what you don't want to do. However, if you're going to take it out, like even down there on... what is it, Ocean Drive or
Coastal
whatever?
Highway.
Coastal Highway. You don't want something that will go 45, 50 miles an hour just to keep up with traffic, because that can be dangerous, too, if you're going so slow. If you're one of these guys that's in front of a Mustang and you're going 40 and the speed limit is 55, you don't want to do that.
Ride it on the boardwalk.
You know what?
He's back.
Why don't you just please sit down?
What color?
Oh, polka dot.
Pink.
Striped. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yeah, hello. I'm 51. I've been riding a scooter for 3 years now, and the guy's right. It's like a fat chick. It's embarrassing and everything, but it's the most fun you can have on two wheels.
Now, thank you, my friend. That is what a bunch of guys that I know have told me as well.
Mm-hmm.
They've said, you're going to look like, you know, fat guy in a little coat. You're going to look like an idiot on it, but you're going
to
love it.
Can you drive? Is this for you to, like, ride on the sidewalk?
No. No.
Stop.
Think you're too sensitive. I'm not busting your balls.
No,
I'm all for this.
You were busting my balls before when you were doing that.
With the 40 miles an hour, that made me laugh.
No, yes, Mike, I'm planning on driving it exclusively on the sidewalk.
Well, no, I am curious. The speed of this thing can only be used in certain neighborhoods, I guess. I guess that's what it is.
Top speed, 40. Unless you modify it, the top speed is 40.
Well, of any scooter.
Out of a showroom, yes, of any scooter.
Any scooter.
That's right.
Okay, that's true.
You have to obey all traffic laws, so no riding on the sidewalk.
Oh, okay. So and down there, what's the speed limit down there?
Like 35 on most of the main drags.
Then you're there.
And Vespa brags about the fact that you can pull out of any traffic situation because it's got that kind of pickup.
Plus,
only limited to 40.
You got
to
know this. If I do this, I want to drive it around here, too. I mean, not to work. I would never get on the Beltway.
But around your place.
On a scooter.
I don't ride my motorcycle on the Beltway. I mean, it's crazy.
But I might try it in my neighborhood. I would ride around my neighborhood on it.
Yeah, you got 25-mile-an-hour speed limits around there.
Sure. Fantastic driving that thing around.
That'd be cool. You could take it up to the corner.
You just have a little Pee Wee Herman beep-beep on there, you know.
Can you take it legally? I have a question. can you take it, and I'm not busting balls here, can you take it legally on a road that would, say, be 55 miles an hour? I bet you can't.
If you're above the road's minimum speed limit, you know how many say minimum speed limit 40, maximum speed 55. If you meet the minimum speed, you're okay.
Why not just ask?
That's why I just said you can't. You said it's 40 miles an hour, and I just said you probably can't take it on a 55 mile an hour road.
And I said you can if the minimum speed limit on that road is 40.
Well, how do you know on the sign?
Sometimes there are signs that say minimum speed on a highway. But, Buzz, it's a moot point because I would never take the scooter
on
a highway.
Where do they say that on the sign?
I see a lot of highway signs, the speed limit signs that say speed limit 55, and then underneath it'll say minimum 40.
I've seen the same, and I wish the people would enforce it. That's the whole problem, like with that goddamn funeral home that was in front of me on my way to work today.
Right.
Minimum 40.
Yeah.
So you can go between 40 and 55 legally.
Right.
You've never seen that before?
No.
Yeah. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Going too fast.
Hey, Don.
Hey, hi there.
Hey, those things will do 50 miles an hour. You know, I bought the wife one because she wrecked the freaking truck I bought her. But paid bad. I mean, for looking kind of goofy. But it can ride them on the main.
I like that guy that said you'll have fun. I think it's fun, and you'll but be careful.
I'll let you know. Of course, Mike.
Be careful out there.
Of course. Now safety is my third middle name. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey,
you
Don
can,
and Mike.
You can ride it on the back roads to that hangar where you jump out of airplane.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. What's up?
Hey, Don, I know where you can get a good scooter at.
Yep.
If you got to check out the scooter store, you ever see those late night infomercials where they got the geriatrics riding in those little scooters?
Now, look, really, and since we're talking about fun, with all due respect to that product, how many of us have gone into the grocery store or a shopping mall? How much fun would that be to tool around in those things?
Sure.
I think it would be a blast.
Soup it up.
Wheelchair is funner than a scooter.
Guys, make a bold statement. It's almost worth being crippled.
How much do they go for? Are they expensive?
Scooters?
Vespas are pretty pricey.
How much? How much are they?
Let me see if I can find a price on them. But I know that they are more expensive than many of the others.
$1 million. $1 million. Hey, and you know what? And you can probably put like saddlebags on them to put your stuff in. Don't do this.
I would not.
Listen to me, please.
Are you going to tell me don't wear a backpack?
No, I'm not going to tell you to wear a backpack. I'm saying put the side things.
I'm not putting side things.
Okay,
on.
You know what else you're going to have to do? Have you seen the ones, the scooters that have the basket in the front?
How about I just put a backpack on?
A backpack, I mean, fine, but I mean, some of these scooters have the little compartments where you can throw stuff in. If you want to go up and get a quart of milk, up to the convenience store.
$700 to $1,500, right in that range.
May I ask a question?
Yeah. You deserve it.
Shut up, O'Mara.
Geronimo!
Since you don't need a license, where does the law fall as far as a DUI on this?
Because should you need to go to the convenience store? I know the answer to that.
And this is a serious question.
I know the answer to that because, they have scooters as the primary mode of transportation in Bermuda.
Right.
And a buddy of mine got locked up for DUI on a scooter.
Oh, yeah.
You can get a DUI on a lawnmower.
I was just going to say that. Don't they have, like, once a year a story of some guy, some naked guy, riding a lawnmower?
In Manassas.
Going 10 miles an hour.
Mike.
And Mike O'Mara.
Well, remember Bill Murray got the DUI on the, that was in a different country.
That was a golf cart, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, a golf cart. Anything. If it's moving and you can run someone over, you can get a DUI.
The Vespa scooter would kick the ass of a golf cart.
It would absolutely kill a golf.
Not for comfort.
My golf cart that I drive down in Florida, I got the chip, and you can get it for a Vespa too. I'm sure get the chip.
What's the chip?
It's a little chip. I was buying a golf cart. The guy said, "Do you want the chip?" I said, "What's the chip?" He said, "The chip is a modification."
Oh, it's a gas golf cart.
Yeah.
So it like ties back.
It's an electric golf cart, but it's got a chip they put in it that made it go fast.
Is it an easy go?
Yeah.
We must talk.
Really?
He's all about golf machines.
My dad's golf machine. We need to get more power out of it.
Yeah.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
The chip.
Don, you are going to love the scooter.
Okay.
These people are behind you about this.
Thank you, my friend.
You're going to love it. Hey, wait. There's only one problem. There's only one hard thing about learning to ride a scooter.
Yes.
It's telling all your friends you're gay.
I knew that was coming.
That was the big setup.
That's okay.
Will you wear gloves?
White gloves.
White cloth gloves. Cotton gloves.
Long ones.
Like Jackie Kennedy gloves.
Jackie O gloves. Right. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don. You don't need a license if it's under 50 cc's. Over 50 cc's, you need a license. But the biggest problem, I have one,
is people throw stuff at you when you're driving on the road.
You people are making it sound better and better.
I think you got to do it. I think you got to do it. Yeah. Hey, you know, the bottom line is I know you're already on it. I know you're already riding on it. Yeah. You know why? Because Buzz had that thing about you don't have to have the license for it.
Yeah.
That means right, put it in, like put it in the back of the truck, mm-hmm. bring it home.
Whee!
Come in on Monday with your shins all scraped.
Coming on Monday to full body cast. Coming on Monday to cast like that chick on The Office.
I'll sign it.
Your crotch cast. We'll sign it.
Sign my crotch cast.
I think you should. I think that'll be a blast. I don't think you can get hurt on it.
All right. I shall. Don't say that.
Yeah. No, please. I mean.
It's like a jinx.
I think you'll be fine. I think it'll be. Get the larger wheels.
I will. Don't get
the little.
Plus, you know. the big wheels look cooler.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Make it feel like, you know.
Well, they keep on turning.
Why do I? Oh, Buzz.
Sorry.
Why is it that I feel if I trick this thing out, or even try to trick it out, I'm going to feel like one of those guys in a Hyundai uh-huh. that I laugh at a stoplight. When I look at them, I go, you got a car worth 49 cents, and your tires are worth $8,000.
I think when it's a beautiful day, and you're at the ocean, mm-hmm. and you want to feel the ocean breeze, and you want to just tootle around and just to have a little fun, you're going to absolutely adore it.
Mm-hmm. I could go shirtless.
And you know what? You know what? Also, it could be a stepping stone vehicle.
Well, I'm thinking about it, Mike.
Because uh-huh. then when you get the feel for it, you know, you'll want to try other things.
Something bigger.
I was influenced by the movie Wild Hogs.
Of course. Everyone was. Horrible
movie. No, I wouldn't rent that. I wouldn't rent that with Rob's remote.
Well, and the only reason that I rented that movie was because I'm a biker, because I like to ride motorcycles, and it was the suck fest. It could have been great. It was the suck fest of suck fest.
Were you picturing like a documentary?
No, I was picturing a funnier movie, Rob. Oh, okay. A funnier movie about, you know, guys, you know, that are in midlife crisis like me that are actually out there riding motorcycles. And you know what? Potential for comedy, pretty amazing there. Mm-hmm. I mean, really didn't have to be, you know, make Ray Liotta all of a sudden when they walk into the bar, poof, he's sitting at their table and yelling at them without any explanation for it at all. And they had the Tuttles, too. They could have used the Tuttles more.
Hey, man. My mm-hmm. men, the Tuttles. Mm-hmm. My men.
But say, hey, see, the Tuttles have a scooter. One of the guys has a scooter.
Vince does. Vinny does.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. And I believe Mike does as well.
Will you put flames on it or anything? Why don't you really, seriously, hear me out, please. Listen to me.
Flames.
Everybody's talking about the gay references.
Yeah, big flames.
No, make it, customize it goofy.
How about a rainbow? That's what I want, Mike.
Nice.
I want, like I said, polka dots. How about purple polka dots?
How about flesh colored? Put a little helmet on the front of it, you know?
What do you mean, like penis color?
The scooter, I don't know. I just think you ought to modify it a little bit. You can custom paint anything. Put flames on it. Put some flames on it.
Because penises come in many colors.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say on behalf of all of my brothers and sisters out there, I'm offended when you say flesh color.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because to those of us with darker skin, Mike.
What is
that? I meant black flesh color.
That's horrible. I'm white.
Terrible. Terrible. Well, are you hot to trot to do this? Are you going to get this weekend?
Yeah, look what Rob just wrote.
What?
Yeah, put that on the scooter. Play that note.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
What makes a Nazi? How does he get that way?
That's exactly what I'll do.
That guy riding that scooter with the Iron Cross on the side of it?
I don't know, officer. He looked to be, well, he's over 200 pounds, that's for sure, and all I know is that he had on Green Bay Packer sweatshirts, and he had a swastika on there.
You know, on a related note, though, you've been waiting for it in the mail. Maybe you don't have to give that to Rob now. You'll have a helmet to wear. You wear the German
no
helmet.
Way. Oh, No way. I'll let you know on Monday what happens. Buzz.
Please, yes.
Buzz.
Hi,
yes.
Everybody. This is the news.
Hi.
You ready?
Sure.
Okay, we'll start in a bit.
This is the Don and Mike Show.